Hello and welcome to the podcast that discusses all things gaming, coming to you from the home of Indie PopCon, Gen Con, and the gaming capital of the world. This is The Established Facts.
So Project Ark, you're saying, is a shipbuilding game.
Yeah, it's an early prototype for a shipbuilding and ship management simulator. You're the last of humanity. You're trying to find a new Earth.
Why are we always the last of humanity?
I think we are the last of humanity, technically.
Yes, and the first.
I guess that is true.
This is all there is.
By the way, this is The Established Facts. Don and Josh here with Multivarious Games and G-Dex. Are you sharing a booth, or is it all together?
What's... So we're just representing G-Dex here.
G-Dex
is the Central Ohio Gaming Expo.
Oh! So that's interesting.
We're 1 year older than PopCon.
1 year older than PopCon, alrighty.
And so, it's all video games.
All video games, wow. Well, I'm very interested in Project Ark. Don, are you going to help me make decisions?
Sure.
Or are you just going to keep looking at swag?
You know.
Swag's good. Alright, so this is a PC game.
Yes.
You're saying, okay, when you say within 1 month of development, as you started 1 month ago?
Or? Yes. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The loading screen looks really cool.
It's not loading, is it?
No. This is the store map. So
okay.
Got a few potential destinations. A few candidates for a habitable Earth.
986.2
I don't have that much time.
Don't worry.
This is not real time, right?
No.
Okay. That'd be horrible.
Confirm trajectory.
Yes.
I'm pointing that way. Yeah, sure.
All right.
Done.
Now we're flying. You get it done to get to the ship.
Wow, the ship, and that's the closest location.
I know.
Almost 1,000 years of travel, and that's the closest location.
Oh, you've already gone a light year, so...
Oh, well.
Nice.
What? I like the simplicity so far, like, in terms of I'm not big into the
advanced... It's like a simple 3D map.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can rotate with the right mouse button. WASD to pan around. Basically, there's no crew members yet. We're not quite there yet. We're still working through the pathfinding and the nav meshes and all that stuff. But, so right now, like, the dormitories don't do anything. I think each one you build adds a single crew to the placeholder crew menu down there.
Oh, okay.
So there's like red gridded off areas. Those are
scaffolds. Yeah. So you have to build things on scaffolds, and everything takes time to build, whether it's a scaffold or a room on a scaffold.
Gotcha.
So we're seeing buildings because you had me click on a hammer.
Yes.
So this is scaffolding to create. Someone asked me what scaffold. I'm very confused.
Yes, it is a lot going on right now because it's very early. However, the first thing you need to do is click on scaffolding.
Scaffold.
You can build the scaffolding anywhere as long as at least one piece of it is attached to the ship, because you can't build two little mini ships apart from each other.
You can click and drag
to make like a big rectangle of scaffolding. And...
Oh, wow.
Then when you're ready to actually confirm it, you can...
Confirm it?
You'll watch the scaffolding come into place.
Hello.
We're hoping to have like cool little arms and stuff, actually putting pieces together. And
what is your development platform of choice?
Unity.
It is Unity, okay.
Yeah.
What? Come on now!
Oh, yeah.
That was brand new scaffolding. That just got beat up by meteorites.
That's trouble. So if we had crew members, they'd be running around putting the fires out. Since there are none, you can just click to put them out.
Okay. Best way to put out a fire ever.
Oh, yeah.
Click the screen.
I'm going to walk up with my mouse and put the fire out. Is there another one in there?
Oh, wait.
Oh, well. Wow. Okay, so far, I'll give you this. It's I see the potential, and it's fun, and what the heck?
Yeah, you're good.
How did fire get there?
All the fire's gone now.
All the fire.
I love how you are in a ship, but it's convertible.
Yes. To top down view, literally.
We are currently developing our hull mechanics.
Okay.
So eventually you'll be able to zoom out and see your complete ship.
You'll have an exterior view of the ship.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like Sims in Space.
Yes.
With the idea of you're building a ship while you're traveling to your next destination to colonize.
Exactly.
Yes.
Got it.
So if you want to, you can hit the build button again.
Back to building.
We've actually got an extra menu of special rooms and
doors.
I'll show you how this works.
She wants to show us how this works. Go for it.
All right. So click on engineering, science, or dormitory, and then put those on the scaffolding.
All right. Engineering on the scaffolding.
All right.
Science on the scaffolding. And dormitory.
Can you stretch all the rooms?
You can.
As well?
You can make a room as big as you want.
If
rooms are the same type and of the same upgrade level, then they'll just be a big open room.
I'll show you how that works in a second.
Kind of like Fallout Shelter in that way.
I put a hallway there.
Yeah, okay, so hit confirm. Let those build out, and then I'll show you what that does. It's a stand-in model, but it will look cool in a second. Okay, so hit that again.
Sure.
And then hit other. And then put a door here and here.
Here and here.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so you'll be able to make big sprawling hallways and that you can connect them to any rooms that you want.
And then you can put doors to get to those other two rooms.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's funnier that they can't get in. No, I'm just kidding.
You could theoretically isolate an entire section of people from others. The engine room is built right now to be...
Yeah, the engine room, you can only have doors on this wall for the engine room. Because there's important consoles and stuff, you can't...
Oh, of course, important consoles.
And you can't have a door out into space.
Correct.
Right.
Well, I'm trying to do that. It's kind of funny to think there's a door here.
Open the airlock.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
That's right.
So yeah, you're actually the AI of the ship. That's what we're saying the player is. So we are talking about... So when we have crew members, and go to the crew menu for a second, you can kind of see an idea of what we're thinking of. They'll have stats that'll improve as they do jobs.
Try another crew member. You might have some funny traits. There we go.
Super cool, really good trait. Yeah. Super cool, really good trait, and the Shannon trait, way too high. Are you Shannon?
No. I'm not. Oh. She's another artist.
Wizard, you're a wizard, Harry. Super cool, really good trait, and just some more trait. So do they all have...
This is what I love. They have strength, endurance, math, science, and poetry,
and soft skills.
That's right.
I have to ask, does anyone have a hard skill?
Maybe eventually. Maybe someday. You gotta get your soft skills to 10, and then you get one in hard skills.
You need to be able to compose an email list to make sure that the crew that live in the same dormitory know exactly what's going on.
And the better your poetry skill, the more effective that email will be.
That's right. That's true.
Yeah. They'll also have happiness, and they'll have, hunger, sleep requirements. So they're gonna be rather autonomous, we think. The ship will have required jobs the fact that there's a science room means that there should be a scientist and they're doing some science stuff. But if that scientist has to go get food or go sleep, then they're just going to abandon their post to go do that because it's more important to them.
Well, yeah. So it's on PC, obviously.
Yeah.
A month in, which, by the way, we've traveled 8.5 light years.
Oh, wow.
It's fast.
Yeah.
If you build more,
we don't have any crew, and yet we're continually using up resources.
Yeah.
That's right. If you build more engine rooms, that number will increase. I believe the demo ends at 10 light years, so you're about to the end.
Let's see how fast I can put an engine room in. Oh, God.
Scaffolding. Yes. You need scaffolding, my man.
I'm sorry. I got to put some scaffold in, because that's the thing. Put some scaffold here and here. All right.
Good. What the? Jeez.
I put it in, didn't I? No.
Jeez, man.
If you drag over an existing piece,
we gotta fix that so you can drag over
there
scaffolding. Because
that's perfect space for an engine.
Right. Yeah.
Right next to the cockpit.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And it will face the opposite direction.
Oh, better idea. Better idea. Because, this makes sense.
You're doing it. Also, you can go up and down floors so you can build
nice
second basement.
Yeah, now you can have If you put one on each side, not only is it symmetric, but you have three engine rooms.
That's right.
I'm just saying, can I get an engine room in before 10 light years?
You're going to run out of Scottish engineers.
All right! Oh, my
Lord. That is incredible. Wow.
We made it!
Yes.
Got it.
I scored 576, apparently.
Nice.
No damage.
That's your highest score on this game.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, okay, so obviously it's PC. Good timing for the demo then. It's PC. Are there plans to do anything with the console? The advantage of Unity is you can put it on anything.
Yeah.
Now, so
it all comes down to interface. I mean, if we can get a good, intuitive, like, control scheme for this game, then absolutely.
And exposure as well. If, you know, if it picks up speed on Steam, we will absolutely port it to other
That's
systems.
Awesome. Okay. So kind of look for it on Steam when it starts to get more into...
Yeah.
And do we have...
a month in. That's a lot for a month.
Yes.
We'll probably, in a few more months, we hope to, like, try to get it on Greenlight, you know?
Oh, sure. Well, I appreciate you taking the time. This was... I can't believe I had fun doing that.
Yeah, no, that was cool.
It's a resource.
I like that.
I'm not into resource management. It has nothing to do with you. I'm just not a resource management guy,
sure.
But I enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was fun.
Cool.
So, well, thank you guys very much.
Yeah.
Can we get your names?
Yes, I'm Tom Allenbaugh.
Tom.
I'm Laura Lee Cooper.
Laura.
With Multivarious Games, is that right?
Yes.
Very cool. Thank you so much for hanging out with us, showing us Project Arc.
No, thank you.
We hope you have the greatest success. This is a lot of fun, and we look forward to playing it in the future.
Absolutely.
All right, cool.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
So, let's see if I remember how to do this.
We are at Plow Games.
That's correct.
And you guys are showing us Last Front, the strategy card game.
That is correct.
And what is Last Front?
Last Front is a basically it's a World War II game. And you try to accumulate as much as you can with regards to tanks and troops and other special cards. And you try to destroy other people.
That sounds like my kind of game.
Yes.
You and your war game.
That's right.
Loving self.
That's right.
And so it's really a casual game. It's meant to be too highly intense. Not a lot of strategy. It's just kind of a... You gather and attack and try to take over countries. So
not a lot of strategy. Strategy card game.
It's very casual. Event cards. Let's see here.
And it plays. Looks like 2 to 6.
2 to 6. Yes.
3 to 6. Plays 3 to 6. I can't read numbers. Therefore, they're count.
Yeah. Okay. So everyone starts with 6 cards. Wow, this is a lot of people.
Have you not played with a full deck before?
I'm never playing with a full deck.
Good one. So how have we got so far?
We got 3 cards.
And now we all have 4.
Dealing out cards is very compelling audio.
Yeah, right.
The sound of cards being
That's right.
I have 5.
5 cards.
Okay.
6. Is it 5? I think 6.
Yeah, I think there's 6. Let's go ahead and do 6.
Wow, okay.
Awesome.
I see what you mean by casual.
Again, the writer of the game is not here, so I'll make that disclaimer.
It's okay.
Okay. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up the bid. And basically, so my opening bid is 3 tanks.
Okay.
Right? And so as we go around, you'll each draw a card, and you need to beat this. Otherwise, you're out. Okay?
And what, I mean, I see...
What beats 3 tanks?
4 tanks.
4 tanks.
And so, if you add troops, they're all points. And so...
Okay.
You could have... 3 tanks and 2 troops, and so you're 5 points, right? And so someone could beat that with, you know, 2 tanks, you know.
Okay.
Any type of card, it's just point value only.
Point value only.
Point value.
Okay.
And then there are special cards, which makes it interesting.
Gotcha.
So.
Gotcha. So you draw a card, and then you either beat the bid or you're out for that round.
That is correct.
Got it.
That is correct.
And the object of the game is to be the last person in the round so that you can claim a country?
That is absolutely correct.
Look at that.
So the first thing we need to do
intuition.
is decide what country we're fighting for here.
Sure.
So I choose Germany.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, so the person starting the bid chooses one country, or...
That's correct. Okay. Whoever wins the round then gets to choose the country to fight for.
Okay.
And now, if I have a country, if I've got, obtained a country, then you can decide to attack me and get that country back.
Oh, wow. So it's just as advantageous to gain a country in the middle of the table as it is to steal one from another player.
That's true. And okay. If someone... has two countries about ready to get three, and so that's the goal, is to get three.
Right.
Good idea to attack him because he will win if he gets the third country.
Gotcha. Right. Okay.
So anyway.
So it's kind of a race, the first person to three of the same country or three of any country?
It has to be three different countries.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Also, I mean, there's a lot of rules here. Also, whenever you have countries.
Right.
The Voice of God brings our podcast every year.
Yes. You also get a bonus that's somewhere above the city. So, like Germany allows you to add plus one to your tank bonus. Right? So, whenever you have countries, you get certain bonuses as well.
When do you get the bonus card?
Whenever you get a country, you also get a bonus card.
Right. So anytime you have a Germany card, you get this bonus.
That is true. Unless
it passed with the last person to get.
Unless there's two Germanys, and if two people split the Germanys, then you don't get the bonus card. Either one of you get the bonus card.
Oh, okay.
You have to have either...
Whoever has the most in a country gets that bonus card. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, so let's... Let's go. So
the clock draws.
So the first thing you do is draw a card.
Battle!
Battle. And the battle begins.
Not five tanks.
Dang.
Five tanks, alright. So the current bid is five.
I'm gonna hit you with a sabotage.
You need to draw a card.
And discard all your tank unit cards at the bid.
And we'll create a discard pile here. And that's discarded as well.
Okay.
This could be face up.
Discard, yeah.
Sure.
And I will go with this with three takes, two blanks.
What the heck? I don't know what this means.
What's this mean?
Oh, it's an event card. So every time you draw an event card, you discard it, and then we all get to see what's going on here.
Supply chain disruption.
Okay.
Randomly select one card from an opponent's hand and discard it.
Are you really sure you're correct?
Okay.
Are you Greg?
I'm Derek.
Do you know where Greg
is? He is out on the floor as well.
Is he judging right now?
He is judging right now. Are you a judge?
No, but we just moved our table over. We got permission to move to another section of the...
Okay.
And we just wanted to let the judges know so that...
Oh, to make sure they get to your table?
Yeah.
Well, as soon as I see him, I guess where generally are you?
I'm just looking at the games. It's just
technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties. Well, we've got Game Awards going on, and they want to make sure the judge is actually,
judging.
So,
we will know in a moment whether or not the event card is for you or if it's everybody.
I will definitely let them know.
Well, it's saying randomly select a card from someone's hand.
So the event card.
Featuring
the event card. Is he the one that gets to do that?
It affects everyone at the table. So it's what does it say?
It says I can select a card from an opponent's hand, then discard it.
Okay.
So like I just draw.
So does everybody get to do that then?
Well, he needs to choose one opponent, look at their cards, and he will tell that person what to discard. There you go.
I don't think you need these tanks anymore.
There you go. Done.
So then I have to play my...
And then that goes back to the discard pile.
Thank you, Chase.
You're welcome.
Now you have to try... Five.
Okay.
doesn't matter how many cards I play.
And then after this, we'll read the rule book and see how the game is actually played.
Won't that be good?
Yeah, that'd be good.
So
I think we're close.
It looks like you can play as many cards as you want, as long as you beat the last bid by at least one.
That's correct.
Or you can voluntarily back out, withdraw from battle, and if you withdraw from battle, you draw an extra card, but you're out for that round.
That is correct. You can decide.
I was peeking at the rule book while you were helping them.
It's a good idea. You should definitely check it. Definitely check it.
Well, I think I'll put 60.
All right. So you got 5 tanks and 1 trooper, so you got a bid of 6.
I draw 1. So 6.
Another quick rule, too. Once you get to 10, you can do what's called digging in. And you turn your cards sideways, and those are no longer affected by the event cards. And so you can kind of like, you know, dig them in so that the event cards don't affect those 10.
So once I get
okay.
to 10, I can turn them?
You can turn them, yeah.
I feel like he has 10.
I don't know whatever would have given you that impression.
I guess I did too.
I'll place down 4 planes and then do the 4 plane or the duplicate plane. Does this work?
Okay. Is that 2 times the value of
plane unit cards?
Okay. So.
Wow. So that's 8.
So you've got 8.
That's a lot of planes.
That's a lot of planes.
Here's another quick thing too. You can play it as it is, or you can turn it around and use the actual point value. So, in your case, it doesn't matter, right? It's a 4 or 4, but if this doesn't do much, you can turn it over and actually use that.
I like that.
Yeah.
Double purpose of the special cards.
Double purpose.
Well, I've got very little in my hand. So I'm going to draw a card, and then I'm going to choose to withdraw from the round. So I'll draw an extra card, and I'm out.
You're out. Okay.
Very interesting. Oh, the gaming podcast. The guy stepped out of the game.
All right, so what's the current bid?
8.
8.
All right.
So now, do you add what you have already bid to your next play?
That's correct.
Okay.
That is correct. So.
So it's a bidding war. I mean, it's essentially a bidding war.
It's a bidding war with special cards.
I like that.
That's it. 9. So I'm up to 3.
So you got 9 tanks.
9 tanks.
Versus your 8 planes, bro.
It's like an ultimate shootout.
You know, I mean, you'd have to, yeah, you'd have to be pretty dexterous with that tank to be able to hit a plane.
I'm leading it.
That's right.
I do not have anything at the moment, so I'm out as well.
All right.
Okay, you're up.
I'm going to.
Yeah,
you get 1, 2.
Two. Two. Okay. Maybe they're flying tanks from the A2.
I'm gonna withdraw, but I'm also gonna fall back. So I'm gonna pull those back.
Okay.
When I withdraw,
lots of those. It's not so safe.
It's a good move.
Let's see a big card. That's what I'm gonna do later.
That's good. There you go.
Yeah. So I'm gonna play these, putting me up to 10. I think if I can do math correctly.
So Alicia. Wow.
10, that's it.
That one, take that in.
So all 10 points need to be put together and dug in, right? And so
all 10 of them dug in.
So that is now 10, and it's dug in.
Okay. Well, that was nice.
And also, I'm going to play this, so I think that's countering now.
What is it?
Central intelligence, which allows me to counter any special card.
Okay. So this is
counter any special card. Now, I think what happens is if someone attacks you, you use that to null the attack, right? As opposed to, like, now. Yeah. So if, like, someone attacks you, you're like, no, sorry. Countered, right?
Yeah, that would be
so good. That's... So you should keep that card.
It's
my turn?
Yeah.
Your turn.
Draw card.
Draw card. Event card. So drop with the...
Yeah. Match.
There you go. All players suffer -1 unit card penalty for the rest of the battle. Apply before any other modifiers. Does not affect player with Soviets. Union captured territory bucks. So.
So everybody's minus one but you.
And there's the advantage of digging in.
And then I get a play card.
And does how long does that last? Like
till the end of the turn.
Till the end of the battle.
End of the battle.
Everyone is minus one.
Yep.
Yay.
Okay. All right.
I guess that.
And then one I'm gonna play another plane.
Okay.
And then do the double here, right? Does that still work?
Yes. And so.
Oh yeah. 12.
It's still 2 times 6. 12, yeah.
And then, so 11.
Do I turn it?
What about him? Are you going to dig in?
I think I'll stay.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that works, because he's got 12, and so how does he separate the 10 and the 2?
Oh, yes, I have 10 together.
That's a great question. We should ask that question.
We should.
Like, how do you separate
Greg something? Greg might know. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, Don is out, so
I'm going to
you. You're currently 8, you got to beat 11.
Beat 11, yes.
Okay, so...
Oh, perfect.
So this says a rule for digging in with special and icon cards.
Okay.
Which I think is kind of the question we're asking about the planes.
Let's hear it.
It says, if effects from special cards or icon cards were used to reach those 10 points, they remain in the player's display separately from the dug-in piles. This allows them to be used on subsequent turns to modify the value of future cards in the bid. If these cards are eliminated on subsequent turns, the values of the dug-in piles do not change. However, if special or icon cards are played at face value to reach 10 points, they are treated like any other unit card and are dug in with the rest of the cards in that pile. So there's cards that will add like plus one for every troop or something like that. Those would be, you know, dug in with the rest of those troops. I think it's saying that the value of the card doesn't change even if they're dug in, like if he dug in with this card that doubles all of his planes,
yep,
giving him 12,
yep,
he would dig in with his planes because he has over 10. But if this special card is removed, those are still dug in units, okay, but they only count for 6.
Okay, so he can't dig in right now because he's only got 6.
Right.
Without this.
Right. But,
he's got to have 10 points in his regular units. Is that what you're saying? I will tell you this, from gamers, you know we're interested in the game, but we're willing to figure out how to do it.
Yeah, I don't even like rule books.
Neither do I.
So,
no one does.
A score there, a thumbs up from the established fact,
right,
because we're interested. I'm not into war games, and I'm like, well, how do we do it? I want to know.
That's good. That's good.
Once you dig in these cards, no longer
figure. So, with that being said, while he's figuring this out, yeah. I saw you.
Keep going. Wow. All right.
That was amazing timing.
For those of you curious, that was the Wild Badger Games.
The Wild Stallions Happy Badger Games just hit the stage. Yeah, good lord.
Happy Badger's over there with Oji-chan doing a play of Smugglecraft on the Let's Play stage.
Yeah, I think Oji-chan just blew every speaker over there.
Oh, man, I hope Steve doesn't kill us. Anyways,
yeah, me too.
So you funded the Kickstarter.
That's correct.
Are you selling the game?
Absolutely. We are currently putting the final touches on our website.
Okay.
And it'll be available on the website for purchase before Gen Con. We'll be at Gen Con.
Sweet.
And selling the games there as well.
Fantastic.
All right. What's your price point on the game that you know of so far?
We're thinking $25.
Okay, and that's for the base game?
Base game.
And then it also has an expansion?
Also expansion packs as well.
Okay, and how much are the each expansion, do you know?
I don't know.
Okay, that's all right. So $25 for the base game, you get a lot of cards for the base game.
Yes.
And obviously the rule book that I'm currently looking through.
You get the rule book because the rule book's important.
That's right.
So where are we?
You.
Okay.
But I need 12.
So 12 is the thing to be. I think I'm out. Go out.
I'm Alan Gurren. It's Daddy YouTube.
Plus two.
We're friends.
We are friends.
Which one will murder the other one first?
Wait. That's the...
count them to four.
That's, yeah, that's the idea.
Okay. So I'm at 10, he's at 12. Let's see. So I have to play more than 12.
That's right.
After this, do we get our 6 cards back? Do we just keep playing with hand?
No, actually, you have to keep the number of cards that you have. And so if you feel like you're running out of resources, it's best to bow out because you'll be toast in the next round, right?
I'm going to play this card right here. It allows me to see your hand again, and I'm going to switch one of my cards. Why does that say 4 and a half?
This is the best.
That does not help my situation. Who's going to take this?
Okay.
So how's to play this? Will this allow me to put this bookie over?
Okay, that's a good question. If you are defending yourself, you've got a country and you're defending, then you get the higher number, the 4. Otherwise, it's the lower number, so 2. So, in which case...
A for attack, B for defend.
Exactly right.
Attacking, so it's worth 2.
So that's worth 2.
That's worth 14.
It's either 14, it's your, actually a 13, because this is 10, but you're still at a negative 1 from the winner, right?
That's it.
Okay, but it's still enough to beat his 12.
And actually, that's just an equalizer, right? Like, if we're all minus 1, then...
Well, he was at 14, minus 1, but he's at 13.
Yeah.
And he's at 12.
Yes, yeah,
So it's Max. Are you done?
All right. Before you play your first card, they have an example for getting 10 points or more with a special or icon card. And it says a player has units totaling 6 points. A special card is played that modifies their value enough to equal 10 points. The player declares that they are digging in those 10 points. The unit cards are placed in a single pile and turned sideways to indicate they are dug in. The special card remains in play separate from the dug in pile. So, with his 6 points in planes, since his card is allowing him 12, he qualifies to dig in his units.
Okay.
However, it also says in digging in the digging in rule, you can only dig in an increment of 10 points. So you lose whatever points you had over that 10, and you can't do it in increments of any more than 10. So, like, if you had 20, you couldn't choose to dig in one set of 10. Like, you would have to dig in each 10 is what
so
it kind of
case,
reads.
It makes more sense for him not to dig in because
right, because his
points.
Planes are worth 12 instead of just 10. That's how I read it.
That's what we're going with.
That's what we're going with for now.
All right. Let's see if
you
can beat it.
Wow.
Over.
There's
planes.
16.
Your turn.
Dude, those planes are kicking your rear. So you got 16 planes.
Ours wants 15
planes. 15 planes. I'm trying to blow your speakers.
We're trying to get some audio over here.
I think I've lost this because I only have... One troop.
There you go. Are you withdrawing? Did you draw a card at the beginning of your... Okay. So you draw another card. Withdraw. And it looks like you win. Canada wins.
Canada.
Well, I think with that, we're gonna go ahead and wrap it up and move on to a different
Yeah. So this is Last Front Battle from Plout...
Because their battle event...
Oh, sorry, last cards. Front, you're right, sorry. I'm reading the pile.
I see that.
Battle event cards, yeah, okay.
Last Front, the strategy card game, it can be found through Plow Games. Are you at plowgames.com?
So plowgames.com is where we go.
Plowgames.com, all right.
You guys will be at Gen Con, selling your game, and it'll be on the website soon, yes?
Absolutely right.
Sweet.
Well, I'm excited.
Yeah, I like this game. This is fun.
Get us to play it with you.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Enjoy your con.
Thank you.
That's okay.
It is a game recommended for people legally considered adults.
That's totally fine.
We're okay. Cards Against Humanity players.
We are.
Okay.
That's hard for anyway.
Okay, okay, that's cool. Yeah. If you do Cards Against Humanity stuff, this is right up your alley. It's a mix between Cards Against Humanity and King's Cup, if you've ever played that. It's a drinking game.
Yep.
King's Cup or...
Come on, King's man.
Waterfall is another name for it.
That's good. Okay.
I play Kings in the Corner. Same idea.
We'll question master stuff like that.
Yeah. Remember, okay. Not the big drinker of the group.
Yeah. I know. That's why I looked at you like... yes.
So, yeah. So, I see what you did there in the card game. Trying to get your friends to see what you did there. Not a clever name, but it's a clever game. The idea is to take cards like rats, lions, dog, and those are three cards. Obviously, those are animals. You'd play those down to like, hey, this is easy. Gluttony, greed, sloth. Again, that's another one. That's seven deadly sins. Those are easy ones. Then you get things that, say in your hand, you have these three cards. And you're like, well, these don't really relate, or do they? And you have, I was texting a picture of my booty out of the kindness of my heart, as one does. And then your friends would then vote, thumbs up, means yes, I see what you're doing. Thumbs down, no, I don't see what you're doing. This is obviously the best stack in the world. You would thumbs it up, and you get a stack, book, whatever you want to call it, three of these, and you win.
Okay.
The trick to the game is, and the fun part, is that you get cards like finger banging. Every card has an action you can play. Finger banging is one of my favorites. So finger banging is put this card in play. While the card is in play, all players must point with finger guns. So as you're going through, it's like, hey.
Bang, bang,
like,
yeah.
Bang, bang, finger bang. If they don't, so if they're caught regular pointing, you issue them the punishment. And the punishment is whatever you and your friend group decide it ought to be. So what we recommend for beginning players is I take a card, I catch you, I take a card from you.
Okay.
Or I catch you, discard a card.
Okay.
Or you're a bunch of fitness guys and you want to do push-ups. Or you're crazy and you want to cut off your finger. Or if you're not, you want to drink. Whatever.
We're going to preface, don't recommend.
Do not cutting off
fingers. Because eventually you might run out of fingers and then you wouldn't be able to hold the card.
Right, it's a very short game. Yes. I recommend anybody who might do that buy the game first before playtesting it.
Right, and a couple prosthetics.
Yes. So that's kind of the vibe. That's how you go through. So punishments, stack making, and then you have cool cards like we'll go through Raw. That's family friendly enough. Raw says when played, this is a really awkward situation you can get. If when played, if you can remove a bra with one hand, you draw two cards. So you play this. Most girls, you know, it's unquestionable. Girls will be able to do that. My buddy played this. This is a true story. He played this and started reaching for the deck to draw two cards, getting all cocky. His girlfriend reached over and slapped his hand. She's like, She's like, it took you 20 minutes yesterday. He's like, and it doesn't matter if it's true or not on their end. We laughed hysterically. We're like,
that's right.
He's never going to live that down. There's no way he will ever be able to play this card.
Right.
And we will let him
and be able to draw two cards.
He can have a new girlfriend, whatever. He's never going to get through that. I won't do that one. Then we have Thing.
I get to know a secret.
The Thing card is one of my favorites. There's the only card that's multiple of. Thing is, says when you play it, you get to look around the room. Anything in the room now becomes a card in your hand. So you can take somebody's drink, their burger, if they're on their phone too much, be like, give me that. You just take it. Depending on how frisky you guys want to be, if you want to take shoes and stuff like that, do that too. Whatever. Because the idea is that you play it, and then you have a stack idea in mind. So you can play it and grab the wet ones, and this is just me freeballing because my other example is not family friendly. So the sloth was eating the wet ones, and weird stuff came out his booty.
Okay.
And then you vote. You say, oh, I see what you did there, or no. Not all stacks are great, but the point is you try it. Sometimes you fail. The gamifying part of the game comes in with cards like Dictatorship. So say you're having trouble making a stack, or you have somebody who's close to winning, or you want to win. Dictatorship says target a player. While this card is in play, that player can, when that player votes, every finger they raise counts as a vote. So you can play Dictatorship and be like, boom, 10 votes. What are you going to do about that? And so it's like an easy way to get stacks for yourself. There's strategy to playing this card or not. Then you have cards like Revolution, which Revolution says when played, pick any cards in play and trash those cards. So if somebody has Dictatorship, and he's like, viva la Revolution, and gets rid of it. And that, this will go for any card. So if you're sick and tired of finger banging, you get rid of that, get rid of Dictatorship, any and all, as you go through. So yeah, that's the gist of the game. We were funded through Kickstarter last year, August. August of last year, 2015.
Sure.
We were 300% funded. So 296%. I'm not gonna hide my stats here. Sent over to 155 copies across the world. So as far as Singapore, I guess Singapore, Australia is pretty far. Yes, then Europe, we had 20 copies we sold to England and throughout Europe and stuff like that. So we're really proud about that. Our wallets, we're not proud about the cost of shipping to Singapore, but hey, you live and you learn. People are playing it. That's all I care about.
There you go.
$20 for the game, $10 for a t-shirt, one of the cool ice cream boots and t-shirts, and $25 for both. And you get a little bonus card. So the bonus card's called crowdfunding. And there's a little bonus on the bottom of the bonus card that says, if you're wearing the I See What You Did There t-shirt, you get to draw two cards, and that card is played. So that's why they're packaged together.
Fun.
Synergy.
So where can this be picked up? Is it kind of a con exclusive, or can they get them online?
So we have I See What You Did There game.com. It's our website. It's a really long URL, but it's straight to the point.
We're the establishedfacts.com. We understand.
So, yeah, I see what you did their game.com because I see what you did there.com. I see what you did their game.com on our website. We have the PayPal thing. I can ship it out to you. If you're in the Chicago area, you don't have to pay for shipping. We'll meet somewhere.
Sweet.
Please don't murder me. But yeah, and t-shirts are also available through that. That's our.
Very cool. Yeah. So you're from Chicago area.
I live in Chicago. I am from Detroit. I make that distinction because I'm from Detroit.
Right,
I want people to know.
There you go.
But you went to school in Indiana.
I went to school in Chicago.
Chicago, okay.
At DePaul University, okay. Right there in downtown Chicago.
Gotcha. Because there's a DePaul here also.
DePaul with a W is here. DePaul with an L is there.
That is
good distinction. All right.
We butt heads. I butt heads with people from DePaul with the W because they say DePaul with the L is the loser school. That's why they have the L.
Oh,
they say,
wow.
You say, you got us. that's a good one. I see what you did there. I'm contractually obligated to see what you do. So, yeah.
Cool. All right.
Yeah.
Well,
I appreciate it.
I kind of like it.
Yeah, definitely.
Good. Kind of liking things is what I'm all about.
Check it out. I see what you did there. Game.com.
Thank you.
Please visit us at www.theestablishedfacts.com and our Facebook page, facebook.com/theestablishedfacts. If you would like to support us by buying some merchandise, visit cafepress.com/castingrobot.
Bonus!